We have promised.
As sparks, brownies, beavers, cubs, guides, scouts, ventures, guiders, and scouters.
To do our best.
What we are able to do whenever we can, and in the best way that we know how.
To love and serve God.
To be active daily in our faith and in our beliefs.
To do our duty to the Queen and our country.
To be loyal in our thoughts and in our actions.
To help other people.
Thank you for remembering.
To be of service to others and help people in need.
To keep our laws.
To understand and try our best to keep our standards of life.
Would everyone please join us in this prayer?
We pray
for all who have been joined together in the brotherhood and sisterhood of guiding.
Stop. I was otherwise quiet.
So this is what happens when you depend on technology. So my poor heart patient husband is at the back, probably ready to have yet another coronary for possibly the third time since 6 o'clock this morning. And so the next piece in the service is also dependent on technology. So this could be a really short service if things don't start working soon. Anybody know any good jokes? Not funny. I'm trying.
Why don't you give us the line and we'll read it and we'll say it back to you.
This is a repeat after me prayer.
This is a repeat after me prayer.
You can do
Thank
it.
You, Tara. So this is a repeat after me prayer. We do this on Sundays. Reverend Chris does it. And it's during children's time. But in this church, if you are newborn to age 158, you're considered a child. So this is a repeat after me prayer. We pray for all who've been joined together in the brotherhood and sisterhood of scouting and guiding.
Help
us to work and play.
Think and pray.
Together so that each one of us
is better prepared
every day to help where we are needed.
Help us to think of others.
Help us to always do our best.
Help us to always do our best.
Fill us with love and goodwill
for all mankind
and all of creation. May it be so. Thank you. So we're going to move one step ahead in the order of service in hopes that things correct themselves. And if not, we'll just keep moving ahead. So I'm going to invite, his real name is Reverend Chris, but for this segment, he's Baby Bear. And I get to be Mama Bear.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're going to go ahead and do the story, and then all right.
Absolutely.
Yep. So.
Baby Bear and his mother were splashing in the pool below the waterfall. "Will you sing to me, Mama?" shouted Baby Bear over the roar of the falling water.
"Later, dear," Mother Bear shouted back. "I promise."
"What's a promise?" Baby Bear asked as they sat in the sun drying off.
"A promise is when you say you will do something," answered Mother Bear, "and then you do your very best to do it."
"But what if you don't do it?" said Baby Bear.
"Well, then it becomes a broken promise."
"Can you fix it?" asked Baby Bear.
"Not easily," said his mother. "That's why it's so important to keep your promise."
Baby Bear was quiet for a moment. Then he said,
I told Billy Bear that I would play with him tomorrow. If I don't, is that breaking a promise?
Well, what do you think?
Yes, said Baby Bear. I think it is, and that might hurt Billy Bear's feelings.
I think you're right, Baby Bear.
Mother and Baby Bear got up and walked along the riverbank. What else do you promise, Mama? Baby Bear asked.
I promise to lie in the meadow with you, said Mother Bear, and watch the clouds float by.
Maybe we'll see one that looks like an elephant, Baby Bear said excitedly. What else do you promise?
I promise to listen when you have something to tell me, said Mother Bear.
Like when I told you I thought there was a dragon under my bed, Baby Bear asked.
Yes, exactly, replied Mother Bear. I remember that we looked, but we didn't find anything.
And you stayed with me until I fell asleep, said Baby Bear, just in case.
That's what mothers do, Mother Bear replied.
They walked down to the orchard where the apples were nearly ripe. Mother Bear shook some from the tree. What else do you promise? Baby Bear asked her.
I promise to give you good things to eat, said Mother Bear, so that you will grow up to be big and strong.
Will I be as big as you, Mama? Baby Bear asked.
Oh, yes, dear. Maybe even bigger.
Will you sing to me now? Baby Bear asked.
Not now, dear, mumbled his mother, her mouth full of an apple. But later, I promise.
After a while, they walked toward the deep woods. What else do you promise? Baby Bear asked.
I promise to teach you things that you will need to know about growing up, said Mother Bear. But I also promise to let you discover some things for yourself. I don't know everything.
You don't? Baby Bear said, sounding surprised.
I don't, his mother replied. No one knows all that there is to know.
Do you promise I will always be happy? Baby Bear asked.
Oh, I can't promise you that, said his mother. Your happiness depends mostly on you. But I will do everything I can to help.
Now they were on the path that led home. The sun had set and the moon was rising. Do you promise anything else? Baby Bear asked.
I promise I will love you, said Mother Bear, always and forever.
No matter what? Baby Bear asked.
No matter what, Mother Bear promised.
Baby Bear was very tired, so Mother Bear picked him up and carried him the rest of the way home.
Not happening.
I can't wait to see Billy Bear tomorrow, said Baby Bear. I'm glad I promised to play with him.
That must feel good, said Mother Bear. You'll be keeping your promise and having fun too.
When they reached their den, Mother Bear laid Baby Bear down on his bed and tucked him in. Can I promise you something, Mama? Baby Bear asked.
Of course, dear. What is it?
I promise I will be a good bear, Baby Bear told her. Most of the time.
Most of the time will do nicely, said Mother Bear. Then she sang to her baby until he was sound asleep.
Oh.
Good night, Baby Bear. So just so that you know, part of that story, when he started to giggle, so the part about, you know, Mother Bear picked him up and carried him home, all I said to him was, that's not happening. What exactly is a promise? And why is it such a big deal? Or is it? Do you think a promise is a big deal? Yeah, kind of, sort of. A promise is more than just a bunch of words thrown together. It's a commitment that means you are going to try your very best to do what you say you're going to do. So when we make our scouting promises, what exactly are we saying that we're going to try our very best to do? On my honor. We start our prayer with on my honor. So it starts with honesty and truth, knowing and doing what is morally right. I promise that I will do my best. It's not about being the best. It's about trying to do your very best in all that you do, all the time. Give it all you got. I promise on my honor to do my duty to God and the Queen. In a nutshell, respect the laws of your country. Follow them. Abide by them. On my honor, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and the Queen to help other people at all times. Because we're not in this world alone. Each one of us is capable of helping someone in some way every day. Maybe it's as simple as sharing a smile or picking up garbage even if you're not the one that tossed it on the ground. Maybe it's helping a neighbor or mom and dad shovel the driveway. On my honor, I promise to do my best to do my duty to God and the Queen, to help other people at all times, and to carry out the spirit of the Scout Law. Be helpful and trustworthy, kind and cheerful, considerate and clean, and wise in all the use of your resources. In his final message to the Scouts, Lord Baden-Powell said that we are to be content with what we've got and to make the best of it. We're to look on the bright side. Try to give happiness to other people. Try and leave this world a little better than you found it. That's what's in our promise. A promise is about trust and honesty. It's about doing what you say and saying what you do. Keeping our promises says a lot about who we are as a person. So, yes. A promise really is a big deal. You've been sitting long enough. We're going to stand and sing something a little livelier. It'll be easy to catch on to. It's got some actions. If you aren't comfortable standing, you can remain seated. You can still do the actions and sing along. So the song is I've Got That Scouting Spirit. If you're not familiar with the words, you will probably recognize the tune. And now, no longer playing the role of Baby Bear, I'm going to invite Reverend Chris up.
When I was growing up, back behind my house, there was a deep, 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 deep ravine. And it was one of those things that it had a little bit of water flowing in it, and it was this steep, sharp hill. Very, very sharp. So it made for the best tobogganing. Except I was absolutely afraid to toboggan in it because I knew I would end up in this water down at the bottom. This stink, it was like runoff. I think about it now, and it was like runoff from this giant pipe at the end of the street. And I'm amazed that I don't have a third arm growing out of my chest. But it was because I was absolutely terrified to go down that hill. And I had this friend who said, We promised one another that we would be the best friends forever, and we would do whatever the other person wanted. And this friend, on a very icy, slippery day, kind of like today, said, "Let's go tobogganing," and I said, exactly, ugh. A mixture of yes and no, a sort of tied my tummy in knots sort of answer, because I was absolutely terrified. Not because I didn't think I'd be safe, but because I didn't want to smell of the water. And do you know what I did? I went home.
I went inside. I closed the door. Is it okay to break promises? Teresa talked about how sometimes we have promises and we keep promises, and that talks about who we are, but sometimes we break promises. Was it fair for my friend to make that promise and say, I want you to be dangerous with me? Not really. If you have a friend who promised, who asked you to keep something a secret, but you knew they were doing something dangerous, or being unsafe, or being unhealthy, is it okay to keep that promise? No. What happens if they get mad? You say sorry? My friend, who I didn't want to go tobogganing with, after I showed him that I was really, really upset by this, and I went home and said I couldn't keep the promise, I want to be your friend, he came to my door afterwards and said, I had a blast! I said, that's great. But then you know what he said? He said, I'm not mad. I still want to be your friend. I know we promised each other to do everything the other person wanted to do, but it's okay. I know that you were afraid. I know that you didn't want to get stinky. That's all right. We'll do something else. And we still had fun. Sometimes our friends ask us to promise things that we cannot promise. And that's okay. Keeping our friendships safe and healthy and happy, being true to who we are, is more important than sometimes keeping those promises that might make someone else dangerous or make them lead them to an unhealthy decision. And so we try to make that balance, and it's so difficult. But if they're true friends, no matter what we promise or what promises we keep, they'll be our friends no matter what. And so we give thanks for the decision-making process of our heads and our hearts and sometimes our feet that take us inside our houses. Because that's how we make sure that we keep everybody healthy and happy and safe. Thanks. Oh.
So apparently we skipped over something, and now that technology is our friend again for the next 8 seconds or so, take it away, Scout or Jim.
And now I would ask you to listen to your promise and think it over as you've never thought before. You promise on my honor, your honor, mind you, to do my best, to do my duty to God and to the king, and to obey the scout law. Will you do your best? Answer me.
So that was actual footage taken at a World Jamboree. That was Lord Baden-Powell, for those of you who don't know, is the founder of the scouting movement. At that World Jamboree, all of those heads that you saw, that thousands of them, were scouts and scouters. So that stadium was filled with people, and Lord Baden-Powell led them through the scout promise. And we thought that that was a treasured piece to share with you today. At this time, I'm going to invite Guider Jen to come up. She has a song that she's going to teach us, and then I believe we're going to do it in a round. So Guider Jen. Okay. Yeah, no, not that kind of swear. Okay. Let's be clear. Not that kind of swear. So maybe you've done pinky swears when you were younger. Maybe you still do them. Do the beavers know? Do you know what a pinky swear is? You know what a pinky swear is? Right? Okay. So if I come and make a promise with you, and we lock our baby fingers, that's what a pinky swear is. A pinky swear promise although it sounds childish, really is a big deal. Once you've made that promise, it's not to be broken. And believe it or not, that's not something that was just made up recently. It actually comes from a different country a very, very, very long time ago, like several hundred years ago. Pinky swears were considered the highest form of promise to a group of mafia-like or really bad guys in a different country. And pinky swear promises were so important to them, and they were such a big deal, that if we locked fingers and made a promise, and I broke that promise on you, you actually had the right to cut my finger off. Whoa. Like, seriously. They took pinky swear promises seriously. We don't do that. Okay? So an apology is good. Cutting off a finger is not. I know that from experience because I almost did it to myself. So the locking of the baby fingers is what sealed that promise. Sometimes the seal is the fingers. Sometimes it's in the form of a written document. So I read a story recently, it's a true story, about a time many years ago. Does anyone here know what an ice house is? Some of you, you probably haven't lived with one, but an ice house, years ago, before they invented refrigerators, which is like, you guys were not anywhere near around then. So there were no refrigerators, probably no hydro. And so ice blocks were cut when the rivers and lakes froze over. They would go and cut ice blocks out of the rivers and the lakes and take them and pack them into what they called an ice house. And the layers, in between the layers of ice, it was insulation in the form of either hay or sometimes sawdust. And the way they packed it, they knew what they were doing, and that ice would often stay frozen in there until the following winter. And so as ice was needed in the community, in the town, to the neighbors, somebody would go to the ice hut, load up the wagon, and go and make the ice deliveries. So this one farmer had five sons and a daughter. If you have ever lived with brothers, you can only imagine what kind of chaos having five boys and one sister in the house would have been like. So these boys like to tease and torment and pretty much get into trouble all the time. So on ice delivery days, you could find the boys out chasing the wagon, jumping on the wagon, chipping off the ice, eating the ice, really just making the delivery man's life quite miserable. He would try his hardest to get them to stop. He would try to drive a little faster so that they couldn't catch up. Nothing seemed to work. Eventually, he went and he had a talk with their dad. He complained to dad and said, like, you've got to do something. You've got to stop these boys. Now, in those days, forms of punishment tended to be a little bit more physical than they are these days. So dad comes home after having a chat with the iceman and calls all the kids into the dining room. There's dead silence. There's now no goofing around, there's no joking, there's no teasing, because the boys know that dad just found out what they'd been doing, and man, were they in trouble. But instead of giving them spanking or speaking crossly to them, he explained to them how their behavior had affected the driver and how disappointed he was that his sons would do that. And then he handed each one of them a piece of paper, and he said, on that piece of paper, I want you to write the following statement. I will never jump on the ice wagon again. And when you can make that promise to me, I want you to sign that piece of paper. All five boys, before the end of that day, wrote that statement and signed their name. And then they came to their dad and they said, now what do you want us to do with the piece of paper? He said, you do whatever you like with it. You've given me your word. And that's really all I need, If you've made that promise to me, I trust that you're going to keep your word. So years go by, the boys grow up, they get married, they of course move off the farm, they have children, and then their children have children, and so now they're grandparents. Two of the brothers pass away, and each of their daughters, so two of the boys each had a daughter, who are now cousins, they are now writers. And they were going through some of the possessions of their dad after they had died. And each one of them, in a box, locked away, guess what they found? The promise. Both dads of those girls kept that promise, the written version, as a reminder to themselves of the promise they had made and how important it was. And the other good news about that story is that after they made that promise, never again did they chase the Iceman or jump on the wagon, or take the ice. That promise, they lived it out. They took it seriously. For the boys, that written statement, that signing that piece of paper, was the symbol of their promise. For their dad, it was simply the written word and the fact that they were willing to do it. In scouting, we don't sign our promises with pinky swears, and we don't salute or sign our promises on a piece of paper. We salute. And the three fingers of our promise salute symbolize the three aspects of our scout promise: honor God and country, help other people, obey the spirit of the scout law. For cubs, their two fingers represent the ears of the wolf. And for beavers, their promise is symbolized by the teeth action of their fingers. So not every promise is sealed with a pinky swear or a signed note or a salute. But that doesn't make that promise any less real, and it doesn't make it any less important. A promise is personal. I'm the only one that can make my promise. And you are the only one that can make your promise. I can't do it for you, and you can't do it for me. The other piece about a promise is that not every one of them starts out, ends with, or includes the word, "I promise." If you say you're going to do something, you've given your word, even if you didn't use the word promise. A promise is about doing what you say. Some of you may recognize yourself on the screen.
I promise to love God and help take care of the world.
I help take care of the world by picking up garbage.
I help the world by planting trees.
I help the world by sharing with everyone.
My love to helping my sisters.
I show my love by always telling the truth.
I take care of the world by picking up garbage.
I promise to love Earth.
I share my love by helping others.
The world by caring for animals.
I help the world by not hunting.
I help God by feeding animals.
I'm thankful for all of the food and all of the oxygen and everything we need on Earth.
I am thankful for family and video games.
I help the Earth by planting trees.
I'm thankful for family, friends, and I'm done.
I'm thankful
thankful for everything you give us, God.
I wish the earth could be a better place.
I help the earth by loving animals.
Will Fugan eat healthy food so you will be a great and gay so you could be healthy and full of thing and now we can eat our food all day and we will have an extra good tummy for all of our things so we can be big and strong.
I'm thankful for my mom and dad and my blanket named Blanky.
I love my mom and dad and my whole family.
I love school and beavers.
I love you, God, for everything you got us today.
Good job, everybody.
One more! Mom, I want to do
one more!
I did it!
You did it!
At this time, I'm going to invite Theo and Nicholas to come up, please. Nicholas? Waiting patiently.
I will do more than belong.
I will participate.
I will do more than care.
I will help.
I will do more than be fair.
I will be kind.
I will do more than dream.
I will work.
I will do more than teach.
I will inspire.
I will do more than give.
I will serve.
I will do more than live.
I will grow.
I will do more than be friendly.
I will be a friend.
Thank you. Well done. I know that we're running over time, and so I'm going to shorten up the end part of the service, but there are some things that I really do want to share with you before we part here today. Some promises are short-lived, so I might make a promise, to make Scouter Jim lunch this afternoon when we get home. I might. If I made that promise, in a couple of hours, it'd be over and done with, the lunch would be gone, and I wouldn't have to worry about it anymore, so that promise would be done. Other promises last much, much longer. Like the promise and commitment that started this very church 65 years ago. And the promise that came after that that started this group. The reason we continue to be here. We are still living out both of those promises every day. One made 65 years ago, one made 64 years ago. We, in the 24th Kitchener Scouting family, are grateful and thankful for that promise and that commitment that was made all those years ago, the one that enables us to continue to live it out. One of the things that we have to remember about a promise is that we who make that promise every week, we who promise to live it out, it's not just about us. It involves a huge support system. Those promises include your parents and grandparents and neighbors and friends and colleagues and classmates who honor and respect the fact that you have made a promise that you are living out. It takes teamwork. And teamwork really is what keeps this scouting family going. We right now have 23 registered scouters, so the leaders who make program happen, who do things in the background that we never see, there are 23 of them. If you add up all of the years that those scouters have been providing their skills to the group, have been sharing their promise and themselves to the young people of this community, the total right now stands at 298 years. Right? And behind each one of those years is another support system that makes all of that possible. So to the spouses at home and the children at home, for the weekends that you don't have that other person in the house, maybe you like it, I don't know, but for those times, for the weekly meetings, that's only an hour a week, right? It's only an hour a week. How many times have you heard that? So to all of you who make that possible, thank you. Thank you for helping each of us to live out our promise, not just once a week, but every day. It's become a tradition, and Jim and I realized when we were on our way here today, we've been doing this service, he and I together, for 19 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm tired. But every year, we send you home with something to remember what the service was about. Some of you have dutifully kept all 18 of the icons, and as I'm casually, without anybody noticing, walking them back to the back so that they can be handed out. So when they come to you, and in fact, if we're running short on time, what we may have to do is hand them out on the way out. What your icon is today are two S-hooks linked together to signify a pinky promise. What we want you to do is take that icon and put it somewhere that you will see it to remind you of the promise that you do make every day, the promise that you can make every day. Take it with you and remember how important the promise is to you. In closing, I offer us this prayer. May we each grow in character and ability as we grow in age and size. May we be honest with ourselves and others in what we do and say. May we always honor our parents, our elders, and our leaders. May we continue to develop high moral principles and the courage to live by them. May we strive for health in body, mind, and spirit. May we always respect the rights of others. May we set a good example so that others may enjoy and benefit from our company. May we give honest effort to our work. May we learn things that will help us make life better for every living thing in this beautiful world that we live in and that we must take care of. May we live out our promise each and every day. May it be so. I'm going to invite Scouter Andrew and our flag bearers to the front. I'm going to invite Scouter Jen to come up and lead. The Sparks are going to lead us in our closing song. So if you guys just want to line up here and be ready, so we'll just wait until they do the closing song or start anyway. They can hold on to them, yeah, so just stay up here. Closing song, it's a very simple song. The words will be on the screen. I invite you to be seated as our scouting family processes out. Thank you for your patience in our service today, and thank you for being here.